departing?
I'm going to go, you know.
Are you going to go live on or record it on air, departure?
Well, you want me to make a bit of a fuss as I leave?
Yeah, well, I think we should.
So what's the best gig at the marquee?
Yeah, best gig at the
best gig at the marquee would be... I don't know, there's so many out there. The 25th anniversary shows were really good. The whole series of shows I put on that year. I think, you know, Genesis, The Police. I think AC/DC, when I first started the marquee in 75, and the whole music industry was pretty much in the doldrums, pretty much. All the big bands, they were, you know, there's a lot of glitter going on and all that, and they were all kind of stadium bands, your Led Zeppelins and your Bowies and all these sort of people. They'd all sort of taken off, but we're in a sort of a void at that point. And then the whole punk thing started, but just before punk was AC/DC. And if ever there was a kind of a crossover band between rock and punk, they kind of glued it together a bit. And that summer of 76, you may recall, was very, very hot. Very hot indeed. Yes. And every couple of weeks, Eddie and the Hot Rods would play, then at a couple of weeks later, AC/DC would play. So during the summer, they sort of grew to this sort of phenomenon that they both were. But we did have seats in the marquee at that point. As this whole thing took off, every week the seats would get passed out over the top of people and then out the back. And then obviously all the people that had passed out got passed out over the top, taken out the back as well. But it was a brilliant summer, and I'm really lucky that I was part of that particular moment at the marquee. And the marquee has a lot of history that the music industry recognises, but yeah, I was just lucky to be there.
Is it true, though, that the carpet from the marquee, when they closed it, you kept it and it's actually in your lounge? I stuck to it once and it was two weeks to get out.
It was pretty foul, yeah. No, we changed it to a rubber one. It must have been about 77, 78, because it was
I remember the rubber bubbles.
So yeah, the rubber bubble thing that you see everywhere around the world now.
And you walk in and your feet would stick to the floor.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the cleaning abilities.
Did you have cleaning people?
We did have cleaning people there, and they did a grand... Well, they did the best they could do.
Yeah.
It's interesting that none of us have mentioned the speakers.